Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Bob Surratt.
I am the morning DJ at WGN.
And on the Team Hochberg phone line at 839, it's the president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, Sam Toyab. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Bob. Happy New Year.
Same to you, fella. I'm reading these Illinois restaurant industry statistics, and they are really alarming. Eating and drinking places in Illinois lost 31,000 jobs in November, the most of any state in the country, three times as many as the next closest state. I guess I don't have to tell you that, do I?
No, you don't. It's just still very devastating out here. Illinois is still just one of only three states in the country with a complete statewide shutdown of indoor dining. Again, we understand the pandemic is bad. We get it. But we still think we should have some limited indoor dining. We understand the safety and health of our team members as guests is number one. But there's only three states that are totally shut down, and we're one of three states. And we saw about 6 weeks ago when a Northwestern University study came out that they indicated that some indoor dining was okay. So we think social distancing, wearing your mask, sanitizing throughout the place, PPE in place, we should have some limited indoor dining.
Now, some restaurants, as we all know, have been ignoring the rule. I know that they're faced with the question of survival. The estimate is 5,000 or more restaurants will close permanently in Illinois, eliminating 120,000 jobs if this keeps up. But what's happening with those places that are serving indoors right now in the city, Sam?
Well, at the IRA, at the Illinois Restaurant Association, we advocate to all restaurants not to disobey the governor's executive order. We understand the dire straits that we're in. And, you know, also about 66% of the operators out there say if we don't get another stimulus bill from the federal government within the next, 4 to 6 months, we could lose a lot of restaurants. I mean, 66% think they could go out of business. That's why when the new administration comes in, we're hoping they pass the Restaurant Act, which is a $120 billion standalone bill that would be grants to independent restaurants, throughout the country, because restaurants are the soul of every neighborhood. And the federal government's done this before for the airline industry a couple times, for the banking industry, the auto industry. We think they should do it for the restaurant industry because we are the largest private sector employer here in the state of Illinois, or we were before the pandemic, and the second largest private sector throughout the country.
Sam, how can people get in on some of the campaigns that are going around? I know I saw one where you're asked to send an email to officials about all this. Give us the update on all of that.
Sure. So we're reaching, now that Springfield is back in session, we have the state reps, the state senators, the governor all back in session. I think they're going back another week. We're hoping that our leaders come to the table and work with us, on how we can get a path forward for limited indoor dining. And we're hoping, that's sooner than later, hopefully by February 1st. Your listeners could go to IllinoisRestaurants.org, IllinoisRestaurants.org on our website and see what we're doing to reach out to our elected officials and ask for limited indoor dining. Do it in a pragmatic way. Social distancing, wearing masks, sanitizers, PPE in place. Again, we're one of three states here in the United States that is completely shut down. So if it's all right for the other 47 states to do it with pragmatic solutions in place, social distancing, mask, we think we should be able to do it here in the state of Illinois.
Meantime, please, everyone, be careful. I mean, if you're in a tent, make sure the tent is open on both sides. And even if a restaurant is serving inside, be very careful because you don't want to be in a place with poor ventilation sitting very close to other people and wear your mask everywhere. And I know you second that, don't you, Sam?
Absolutely. It's all about social distancing, wearing your mask, covered faces, keep open places, keep people healthy, sanitizers, PPE in place. But yes, wear your mask, social distancing. Those are the two best things we can do.
Is there any thought to grading restaurants based on if they upgraded their air systems, as some have, and then we could make our own decision? If, for example, a restaurant displayed anything less than an A grade in the window from the health department, and I know in other cities they routinely do that with the health department, put a grade right in the window. Is anybody talking about anything like that?
Well, again, you know, definitely people have talked about, filter systems. Again, we would need the Restaurant Act, the $120 billion grants to be given to restaurants so they could upgrade their HVAC system for the filter systems. Again, we're a highly regulated industry here in the state of Illinois. All restaurants are. We know how to do this right. We get visited a few times a year by health inspectors, building departments, business affairs. We know how to do this right. So again, social distancing, wearing your mask, sanitizers, PPE in place.
Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Appreciate it, Sam. Have a good day, and give
you
our
too.
Best to our pals in the business. It's tough, and hopefully in the meantime we'll keep calm and carry out.
Thanks, Bob.